The Asian tsunami had a disproportionate effect on children. Tens of thousands were killed, and many of the survivors lost one or both parents. Those children face the added danger of being exploited. The United Nations Children's Fund is among the aid agencies trying to prevent that. Carol Bellamy is executive director of UNICEF. She's already visited Sri Lanka, and today she's visiting another hard-hit area.
Here in Indonesia, there are very serious rumors and apparently some confirmation that some of the adoption trafficking syndicates, these are criminal elements, are actually operating, attempting to place children, even those children from here, into other countries, so much so that the president of Indonesia has actually reported now that he will not allow adoptions in this early stage and that the government will be responsible for the children in Aceh.
Well, is there a process in place for determining the children's identities and tracking their whereabouts there in Indonesia and also Sri Lanka?
In most of the countries, UNICEF is working with the governments in a variety of ways to try and register the children, and that would then allow for tracing and reunification of these children if they've lost their parents, at least with family members of an extended family. If there is no extended family, and there's a great tradition of extended families in these countries, then the potential for fostering or adoption would present itself. But first, to find out whether there are family members.
You know, this concern about the exploitation of children, does UNICEF have experience following previous natural disasters of children who've lost parents and are without family being relocated, somehow separated from their families and communities?
We have very modest experience. I don't think anyone's ever had a situation where the scale of the death and the loss of parents by children is as great as it is in this situation. But we have seen in other instances where there's been large displacement of people, exploitation, particularly in the area of sexual exploitation, the trafficking of children for sex purposes, not so much for adoption purposes.
Has UNICEF been able to connect children who've lost parents with other relatives?
We have in some cases. We're working very closely with governments and other partners such as the Red Cross and Save the Children. There's a general process you would follow. First of all, you would try and at least identify the child through some registration process. Then to try and trace potential family members. They might be in the same shelter or the same displaced persons camp, and then try and reunite them with the unaccompanied children. This is very important for a variety of reasons. It gives them a caregiver, but it also allows for the child to potentially have some of the trauma that the child has experienced be reduced.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Speaking from Jakarta, Indonesia, Carol Bellamy is Executive Director of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund.